Four treasure hunters in pursuit of this, television's most wanted counter. Will anyone unearth it and claim the £10,000 reward today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Dave, a building compliance officer from South Yorkshire.
I'm Laurie, a Citizens Advice Bureau worker from Birmingham.
I'm Greg, an RE teacher from Swansea.
I'm Janice, a retired market researcher from North London.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. So in round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz and then give me a correct answer, you'll have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into the machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine are our two double counters. One of those falls for you, it will double the value of your entire drop. As always, the player with the least amount of money at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. What word comes after jammy to give the name of a popular brand? Laurie?
Dodger.
Popular brand of biscuit. Yes, Laurie, well done. Jammy Dodger. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to play.
OK.
Drops on three, please, Ben.
Light it up for Laurie, please. Now, let's get started in some style here, Laurie, when you're ready.
Yep, here we go.
Got to settle on this edge.
Yeah.
It's flat?
Flat? You got yes. Flat? Great stuff. Come on now. Don't let me down.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Come on, come on, come on.
Lovely stuff, Laurie.
Sorry,
well
too excited.
£150 for those three across the tipping points. Let's take the money from the machine and put it into your bank. Laurie, you're off the mark with £150 and two counters left to play. Next question. The Ring of Kerry is a popular tourist route in which European country? Dave.
Ireland.
Yep, can accept that. Republic of Ireland or Ireland. Dave, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone two.
Let's light up drop zone two for Dave.
The double one looks a bit tasty there.
What do you reckon, Dave? Like that one?
Yeah, great. Come on, get over there.
Good authoritative tone, Dave. I like it.
Yeah, come on, do as you're told. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, dear.
Just thinking about it, Dave.
Tantalising.
The double is going to go at some point, but it's staying where it is, I'm afraid, Dave. You did still get three across the tipping point, though, so £150 for those three.
Thank you. Happy with that.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, like Laurie, you've got 150 quid. And you've got two counters left to play. Next question. Strictly Come Dancing contestant and TV pundit Robbie Savage was a professional in which sport? Greg.
Football.
Yes. So, Greg, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play. I'm going to have a go at that double that you've almost got. Drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two. There you go. Go on now, settle there. Could be good, that.
Come on, yeah, go flat.
Could be a good one.
Greg. Go flat.
Yep.
Yep. Come on.
Can you get that double counter into the win zone? Yes, yeah. Come on.
Oh, no.
On its own, Greg. Not quite as effective as it can be, but it does still count. £50 for the counter going in.
Oh, I'll take that.
And, of course, it's the double, so we can give you an extra 50 by doubling it up. So £100 is what you get. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you've got £100, Greg, with two counters left to play. Next question. A meticulous approach to detail is sometimes described as dotting the I's and crossing... Laurie.
The T's.
Yes, which letter? Now then, Laurie, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to play again, please, Ben.
OK.
Can I have drop zone three, please?
Of course you can. I'll have drop zone three for Laurie. Ooh. Really clean drop.
Ooh. Yeah,
nice
come on. Not in the right place, but
broad
I'll take that. Oh,
yes!
Yes.
Three across the tipping point, £150 right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Laurie. We double your score, you're up to £300. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. William Wordsworth, Alfred Lord Tennyson and John Betjeman have all held which post, Dave?
Poet Laureate.
Which post in the UK appointed by the monarch? It is, Dave. Yep, the Poet Laureate. Well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play, please.
Where are you going to go, Dave?
Drop zone 4.
Right up drop zone 4 for Dave. There's a lot on that top shelf there, Dave.
Yep. They're quite heavy, hopefully they're going to drop them over.
Oh, you had one there already. Oh, just fell a bit soon, didn't it, Dave?
Did, yeah. No worries.
Definitely get that one, though.
Yep.
So one for that black counter that's fallen into the win zone. £50 right there. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Dave, you now have £200 with one counter left to play.
Thank you.
Next question. What type of computer language is also the name of an Indonesian island? Laurie.
Java.
It is Java. Lovely answer. Well done. Would you like to play or pass, Laurie?
I think I'm going to have to play again.
OK.
Can I have drop zone 3, please, Ben?
OK, this is your last counter, Laurie. Let's light up drop zone 3. Another rapid drop. There's one mystery right
Come
there
on,
for you, Laurie.
That's it.
It's on the bottom shelf.
Oh, yeah.
And another 4.
Shimon.
Across the tipping point. Shimon indeed. £200 for Laurie. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. £500 you end up with, Laurie. You've now used all three of your counters, though, for the time being, you're out of the round. So just Dave, Greg and Janice left in. Next question. Yabba dabba doo. Greg.
Fred Flintstone.
Is the catchphrase of which Hanna-Barbera cartoon character? Well done, Greg.
Miss Bendu.
It is Fred Flintstone. Would you like to play or pass?
I'm going to try drop zone 4, please, Ben.
OK, line up drop zone 4.
Oh, that's good.
Clean drop.
Dropping quick.
Come on.
Oh, Greg. You can see how far over they are on that top shelf. There's a bit of movement there as well. Just keep an eye on it.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on.
That's what you needed.
Get down.
Just the one you get. So £50 for that one. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you on £150 with one counter left to play. Next question for Dave, Greg and Janice. Which precious gem is traditionally graded on the 4 C's? Clarity, Janice.
Diamonds.
Clarity, colour, cut and carat. Yes, Janice, you obviously know your diamonds. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to play.
OK.
And I'm going to give drop zone 4 a go.
Light up drop zone 4 for Janice, please. See if we can shift that double onto the bottom shelf as well, Janice. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Lovely.
Go on, then. There's a few gone. Here we go, there's one in already.
Come on. Nice.
Oh, lovely drop as well there, Janice.
Yes.
You've got 7 counters across the tipping point. £350 with your first
lovely.
Drop. Let's
take
it from the machine. Put it into your bank and that puts you straight into second place.
Good.
Still got 2 counters left to go. Next question.
Thank you.
Which 20th century Conservative Prime Minister was famously nicknamed the Grey Man of British politics? Janice.
John Major.
Yep, it was John Major. Would you like to play or pass, Janice?
I'm going to have another go at drop zone 4, please.
Let's do it. Light up drop zone 4. Still lots to be taken out, if you can, Janice.
Yep.
That side again. Bit of a gap in front
Let's
of it.
See.
Where's that silver one going?
Let's see where it goes. Could follow around and just fill the gap.
Oh, okay. It has, really. So that's one across the tipping point, Janice, for that silver counter. £50. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank, and wedge up to £400. Still got the one counter left. Next question. What was the maiden name of Diana, Princess of Wales? Greg.
Spencer.
That's right, Diana Spencer it was, Greg. Now, your last counter. Would you like to play it or would you like to pass?
I'm going to play.
OK, where are you going?
I'm going to try drop zone 4.
OK, let's load up drop zone 4, please. Put some pressure on Dave here with this last counter of yours, Greg.
So nice.
Oh, that's gone over to 3, has it? Get that silver one. Right, here we go. You need something out.
Come on, give me something.
Greg.
Oh, one.
That one counter, that £50. could be crucial. Because when we take it from the machine and put it into your bank, it draws you level with Dave. For the time being, you've used up all of your counters. Next question for Dave and Janice. The title of the popular Irving Berlin musical is Annie Get Your What? Dave.
Go on.
That's right, Annie Get Your Gun. Dave, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play. Drop zone 4, please.
Fire up drop zone 4 for Dave. So, you need to get something here, Dave. Another rapid drop. You need to put some distance between you and Greg.
Come on, come on.
Oh, there you go. There's a couple.
Come on, come on.
Oh, yes. Ah, great stuff. What a lovely drop. Dave, with your last counter, you've got 11 across the tipping point, £550.
Thank
it's
you
a wonderful
much,
drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you way out in the lead now with £750. You have used all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. So, Janice, just you left in. Because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. You also need to do it in the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
OK.
Janice, here we go for your last question. In Australia, an Oxford scholar is rhyming slang for what amount of money?
A dollar.
It is, yes, a dollar. Greg, I'm afraid that means you're going home. Janice, you get to put another counter into the machine. Where would you like to play?
I think I'm going to take a chance on drop zone 2.
OK, let's start up drop zone 2, please.
Interesting.
What do you reckon, Janice? Is that where you wanted it?
Oh, it'll do if it's flat. It'll do.
Yeah, lovely.
It might be just what I want.
Can we get that black counter over? That's what we're looking at.
Yep.
Yeah, here we go.
Come on.
Two counters, draw level with Laurie.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Well done. 5 across the tipping point, £250 right there. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. And it means it's a very tight game, but leading with £750 is Dave, ahead of Janice with £650, Laurie with £500. So, Greg, I'm afraid that means with £200 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a lot. I've enjoyed it.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Dave, Laurie and Janice have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. Dave, you are our leader from round one, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first, or would you like to ask one of the girls to go instead?
I'll go first.
All right, 30 seconds for you then, Dave. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll move on. You ready?
OK.
Your time starts now. Which American music legend lived in a mansion called Graceland?
Elvis Presley.
Correct. Armagnac is a distinctive type of which alcoholic drink?
Brandy.
Correct. Which actor stars opposite Sylvester Stallone as an aging boxer in the comedy film Grudge Match?
Pass.
Robert De Niro. Teak, mahogany and balsa are all types of which natural material?
Wood.
Correct. In June 2014, which British tennis player appointed Amélie Mauresmo as his coach?
Andy Murray.
Correct. The word asterisk derives from the Greek for small what?
Dot.
Star. Which member of the royal family is also the Duke of Cornwall?
Duke of Cornwall is Prince Phil... Henry.
Charles?
Prince Charles.
Charles. You've got four counters for four correct answers. Where are you going to start, Dave?
I think we'll try drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one, please. Not been used yet, Dave.
No.
Been waiting for you.
There's a few waiting there.
Nice drop that. There you go.
Come on, let's get that mystery over.
Silver's gone first. And a black one.
Yes.
Nice stuff. Four across the tipping point. £200 there, Dave. Well done for your first drop. You've got three counters left to put in. Where are you going to go now?
Drop zone 3, please.
Change it up and go for drop zone 3, please.
Come on, stay flat.
Just
stay
between
flat.
The two.
Stay flat.
Yep, you've got it flat. Need a decent shove to get them over that top shelf here, Dave.
Yep, come on, let's have it.
Yeah, you got it.
Come on, come on.
Oh. Set them up nicely. They're not going, though, are they? They're going to stay where they are for the time being. So where would you like to go next?
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
You're going to stay there. Light it up, please. Quite a hectic drop, that one. You've got it down,
wanted it
though.
Middle. Wanted the middle.
Bit of a gap on that side, isn't there?
Yeah. Come on. Lateral movement.
Yep. One across the tipping point for that one there, Dave. £50. Let's add that £50 in, so we're up to £250. And you've got one more counter to put into the machine, Dave.
I'll try three again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone three, please. Again,
come on,
isn't it?
Come on, in
what
the
do you
middle.
Reckon? Need that black counter over, don't you?
Come on, get over.
There we go.
Yes. Come on, come on.
You gonna get the mystery? Yes, yes, you are. Well done, Dave. That's another four across the tipping point, so another £200, which is £450. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So you finish up with £1,200, but you have got your hands on one of our mystery prizes as well. Right. You've won yourself a cooking class for two people, courtesy of L'Atelier des Chefs.
Excellent. I do a lot of Indian cooking, so I'm going to really enjoy that. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you will, Dave. Let's hope they do some Indian cooking for you. Dave, you've got £1,200 as well, so you're in good shape.
Thank you.
So, Janice, you're currently sitting in second place, so it's your choice now. Would you like to take on the machine, or would you like to ask Laurie to go instead?
I'll take my turn.
OK, 30 seconds for Janice. Your time starts now. Pudsey, the official mascot of BBC Children in Need, is what animal?
It's a bear.
Correct. The Bering Strait separates North America from which other continent?
South America.
Asia. On which day of the week does the US Thanksgiving holiday take place?
Thursday.
Correct. The petals of the common daffodil are usually what primary colour?
Yellow.
Correct. What is the name of the young boy raised by wolves who features in Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book?
Mowgli.
Correct. Killing which large bird is said to bring bad luck to sailors?
Albatross.
Correct. Janice, very well,
well
done.
Well done, to be honest.
You hung around for a little bit with your Bering Straits, but you still got five counters. That's a great score.
It's lovely.
Well done.
11 counters will draw you level with Dave. Where are you going to start?
I'm actually going to start, I think, with drop zone two because there's a good overhang there.
There is, isn't there? Yeah. You're right. Let's light up drop zone two. It's a full top shelf, tidy bottom. Okay, now
I'm going to lay flat.
Let's get it down and flat. Yeah, it is.
Lovely.
What are we going to get?
Come on.
Ooh. There's a couple flip
over,
sideways,
yep. But still got something over.
We'll start with those three there.
They'll do nicely.
£150 there, Janice.
Lovely.
You've got four more counters to put in the machine.
OK, I'm going to stay with drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two, please.
Yes.
You like that one?
I would have liked it a little bit more left, but that's fine. Oops, move for me.
Oh, but it is riding,
riding
now.
Now.
That little nudge. You could get that silver one. Go on now. Be good. Be
Come
good.
On. Dear.
Set it up, but they're not going to go, are they, Janice?
Nope.
Three to go. Where now?
OK. Well, stay and drop zone two.
Fire up two, please. OK, that's down. Yep, you got it
yes,
flat?
Yes, it's flat.
Now then. Can we get that silver counter over? It's going to slide alongside it.
Come on. Come on. Oh.
Just alongside it. Bit too heavy.
They're saving up.
OK, Janice, we're down to your last two now.
OK. I'll try drop zone one with this one.
OK, we're going to change the tack. Go for drop zone one. Light it up, please. Yeah. Eight is what we're after to catch Dave. Here we go. Clean
cool.
drop.
Just
nearly got
time.
Caught out then.
Oh, my goodness.
Janice!
Oh!
So you had five counters when you started this round. You've got £150 out of the machine so far. You've got one left to put in. So now what do you do?
One.
Drop zone one again.
Yeah.
Fire up, please. Yeah, there you go. Need a few of these to go over.
Let's hope so. Right.
Here we go.
Right, come on now, be nice.
What about the tipping point, though?
Oh,
there's a few. Just keep an eye on that one in front of drop zone two, the silver one. You might get a nudge. Just riding. There you go.
Yep.
£50. Let's add that in. So you end up with £200 there, Janice. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You finish on £850. Well done.
Well done, Janice.
Thank you.
Laurie, you ready?
I'm ready.
30 seconds for you now. Every time you give me a correct answer, you'll get another counter put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
OK.
You ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Your time starts now. What are the bangers in the classic dish Bangers and
Sausages.
Mash? Correct. Fever, Body Language and X are albums by which female Australian singer?
Kylie Minogue.
Correct. Home to the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire, Chatsworth House is in which national park?
Derbyshire.
Peak District. The word foliage is used to describe what part of a tree?
Leaves.
Correct. Afrikaans and Zulu are two of the official languages of which country?
South Africa.
Correct. First performed in the late 1800s, A Doll's House is a play by which Norwegian writer?
Pass.
Ibsen. Born John Mellor, who was the lead singer of the band The Clash?
No idea.
Joe Strummer. You've got four counters, Laurie.
Not too bad.
Not bad at all.
I can work with that. I can work with that.
Janice is £350 ahead of you, so just seven counters. Where are you going to go?
Can I do Drop Zone 1, please, Ben?
You can. Let's start up Drop Zone 1, please. Messing around here, Laurie.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, it's gone over the other side. We need that flat. Yep.
Yes. Good.
So, Janice didn't have much joy.
Go, go. Yes, come on, come on.
This is going to be.
Oh. Okay, nice start.
Two counters, Laurie. That's £100 with your first drop. And that tipping point is looking all the more tasty. Three to go.
Can I drop someone again, please, Ben?
Light it up, please.
To the right would be nice. Quite a lot of overhang there.
There is. Between one and two.
Right.
That's OK. If it stays there, stay there.
Good,
okay, good, flat
good.
Now, Laurie.
Come on, little counter. Come on, little counter. Come on.
Nice little drop.
Good.
Ooh. Oh!
Good.
Laurie, that's three more across the tipping point. So another £150. So you're now £100 away from Janice. Two more counters, Georgie, level. You've got two to put in.
Can I go Drop Zone 2 this time, please, Ben?
Let's light up Drop Zone 2, please.
To the left would be nice.
Needs to be on the left, doesn't it? That's where they all are. There you go. Is that far enough?
I might split them, I think. Yeah, a bit of a splitter going on there.
Laurie! Goodness me. So, there's £100 in it. Janice can't look. You've got one more counter.
I'm going to go back to Drop Zone 1, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 1, please. Need something over that top shelf, though, Laurie.
That's fine.
Is
it? Hopefully it's not too heavy.
Is it
there a space?
Oh, Laurie,
is it riding?
Riding?
Oh, no.
Come on, can you get a nudge? It might. Yes!
Oh, joy. Joy of joy.
Two counters. Two more, that's another £100. We add that in, it means £350 after your counters, Laurie. Let's take that and put it into your bank. And we can see that Dave is through with £1,200. Laurie and Janice, you both have £850. So it comes down to this, one more question, sudden death. If you buzz in and give me the right answer to this question, you'll go through. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, your opponent will go through. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you. Thank
Here you. Comes your sudden death question. What type of hot beverage is made in a percolator? Janice.
Coffee.
It is coffee. Well done, Janice. Hard luck, Laurie.
Sorry, Laurie.
She was just a touch quicker in the end. So, at the end of the round, it's Dave who goes through as our leader with £1,200. It was so close between Janice and Laurie, but Janice just scrapes through. Laurie, I'm afraid with £850, that means we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ben.
So, it's Dave and Janice who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Dave and Janice. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. It's time to find out which of them will be taking on our machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you'll put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner, and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Dave, you have the lead. You have £1,200. Janice, you have £850. That means you get to choose, Dave. Would you like the first question, or would you like Janice to have it instead?
I'll take the first question, please, Ben.
OK, here we go, Dave. Which former Doctor Who actor was the narrator for the television series Little Britain? You can pass this to Janice, if you're not sure.
I'll pass it to Janice.
Right then, Janice.
I used to be a big Doctor Who fan, and the only ex-Doctor Who that I can think of in my head, I think, would maybe David Tennant.
OK. Janice has gone for David Tennant. Tom Baker. OK, Dave, good pass that. You get to put the counter in the machine.
Drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two for us. Top shelf on two is the bottom shelf on one, isn't it? Over, over.
Come on.
Oh, look Come at on. That. That's a whole shelf over Come one on. Go.
Yes.
Very well played, Dave. Eight across the tipping point, £400.
Thank you, Ben.
Very nice. Let's take it from the machine, put it straight into your bank. You're up to £1,600. Janice, we come to you for your first question.
OK.
Her Majesty's Royal Palace and Fortress is more commonly known as which London building?
I think I know what this is, because I've actually been there.
OK.
And I think it's Buckingham Palace.
Is the answer Buckingham Palace? It's the Tower of London. Yes, Janice! Oh. Dave, nice steal.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Where are you going to put your counter?
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Well, let's load up drop zone one for Dave. In we go.
Wrong side.
Wrong side. Could be good, though, Dave.
Not far enough. Oh, come on, come on. Drop them up.
Yes. Yeah, it is good. Dave, five across the tipping point right there, £250.
Thank you, Ben.
It's going very nicely for you. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You go up to £1,850. It's time for your second question. Which animals are traditionally used to embody the proverb, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil?
I can see them in my mind's eye, and I think it is monkey.
Let's find out. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Are they monkeys? Yeah, of course they are. Well done, Dave. No problem there. Right, another counter into the machine. Get you some more money.
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one. £1,000 between you at the moment. What do you reckon, Dave? Like that one?
Yep, I like that one. Come on.
Oh, it just split them a bit, didn't it? So nothing coming there.
Okay.
That black counter staying where it is. Janice, we come to you for your second question. Don Corleone's family is central to the plot of which 1969 novel by Mario Puzo?
I've seen the movies, read the books. It's The Godfather.
Is the answer The Godfather? Yep, of course it
well
was.
Done,
well done, Janice.
Thank you.
Right. You get to put the counter in the machine.
I'm going to go with drop zone one.
Light up drop zone one, please. Just the 20 counters we need, Janice.
That's all.
Come on, then.
Say it quick, Come it on, doesn't Janice. Sound like a lot.
Oh, look, you've had to drop in front of drop zone three. Didn't help in the end, but it looked quite good for a moment. That is flat. Can we get it over?
There's a lot to push.
There is. Yep.
Yep.
Janice, three across the tipping point. Finally got you some money in this round.
Yes.
£150. Let's take it and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £1,000. David, come to you for your third and final question.
OK.
Which England cricketer holds the record for the most ever runs scored in one test match, a total of 456? You can pass this to Janice.
I'm not too sure about that. I've got a couple in mind, and I think I'll pass that to Janice.
Right then, Janice, tell me you're a cricket fan.
I am not a cricket fan. I don't understand the rules. I'm really going to just have to take a punt at it because I really can't think. Yeah, I'm going to go with Ian Botham.
Ian Botham's your answer, Janice.
Yeah.
He certainly could whack the ball
Good old
out,
beefy.
Couldn't he? Good old Beefy. Is the answer Beefy Botham? It's Graham Gooch.
Oh. I knew him too, but I couldn't think of him.
We didn't get him in the end against India in 1990. So, Dave, great pass for you. Well, another chance to get some more money. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one, please. Down.
Yeah, that's what I wanted it. Come on.
Been good.
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Nice overhang, but they look pretty steady, I'm afraid. Dave, so nothing to add. Janice, we come to you for your third and final question. The fossilised bones of what is believed to be the largest dinosaur ever discovered were found in 2014 in which country?
I remember hearing something about this.
Don't have to answer, Janice. You can pass it.
I'm going to pass it.
OK, Dave, here we go. Do you remember hearing about this?
Heard about it. Can't quite remember where it was. It's a total stab in the dark. Namibia.
Dave, if you're right, you're going to be playing for £10,000. Janice, if he's wrong, you might need a bit of a miracle.
Yeah.
But you have got one last chance.
It's worth a go.
Is the answer Namibia? It was Argentina. Oh. Janice, you get to put the counter in the machine.
Excellent.
Oh, hello. Oh, what a shame.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, not so excellent.
No. Just before you did put the counter in, we've had an ambient drop. Unfortunately, they're going to have to be removed from the machine. OK, so, Janice, you now get to put the counter in.
I think I'm just going to stick with drop zone one.
OK, one last foray
one
into drop
last
zone one.
Attempt.
One last hurrah. Come on then, Janice. Nice settle in the end. OK. Can we get a few more?
No.
Oh,
nothing
else to add, sadly. Which means at the end of that round, Dave is our winner with £1,850. Janice, I'm sorry to say that with £1,000, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
I've loved every second of it. It's been great.
Dave, congratulations. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better. If you can get it out again, Dave, you're going to go home with £10,000.
OK.
Can Dave master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Dave is our winner today. He's currently got himself £1,850. Dave, very well done.
Thank you very much, Ben.
£1,850 is a nice amount of money, but what would you do with £10,000 were you to win it, Dave?
Well, I'm 60 next year.
No, you never are.
I know I don't look it, but I am.
You don't. That shirt's probably 60 years old, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. It belonged to one of the Beach Boys, I think. So. We're planning a trip to the Dominican Republic for my birthday.
Well, I tell you what, that'd be a lovely way of celebrating a landmark birthday like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And we'd be delighted if we could send you away in some style to the Dominican Republic. You'd have a fantastic time, wouldn't you?
I would.
OK, so, look, now your chance to try and win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask Dave to put the jackpot counter into the machine. If he wants to go home with £10,000, all he's got to do is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it, Dave. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get that jackpot counter out. Don't forget, there is still one double counter in the machine. It won't affect the jackpot counter, but it will still double all the other counters that fall with it. So if you don't get your hands on the jackpot, if you get that into the win zone, you could still leave with a considerable amount of money.
OK.
Having said that, it's the jackpot that we want you to take home. Great. So, first thing you need to do is put it into the machine, this jackpot counter of ours. Where do you think looks good?
I'd like to put it on drop zone three, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone three, please. This will be the fourth time you've used it today, drop zone three.
Yep.
It's been good so far. Let's see if we can get this one in flat. OK. Now then, we're going to throw anything off.
Come on.
Already? Couple there.
That's right. Come on.
Yep. So that's three across with your first drop, £150, which takes us up to around 2,000 in the bank. Jackpot counter nice and flat, just to the right of drop zone three. Shall we have a look at your categories?
Yes, please, Ben.
Here they are. Hobbies, religion, art, food and drink, film and sport. You can play them in any order you like, Dave, when you're ready. If you want to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
I'll take them as they come from the top to the bottom, and for three counters,
I'll take hobbies.
Good stuff. We're going to start with hobbies for three counters. Often used in DIY, for what does the D stand in the name of the building material MDF? Dry, density or depth?
I'm going to say density, please.
Density?
Yeah.
OK. Let's load up density, please. Be a lovely start. Is the answer density? It is. Medium density fibreboard. Three counters to get us started, Dave. Drop zone three.
Drop zone three, please.
Fire up, please. See where she goes. Oh!
Ah, wrong side.
Quite a hectic drop, wasn't it?
Yep.
OK, just tidying the shelf. Yep. One down, two to go. Drop zone three again.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Fired it up. There you go.
Come on.
Very nice. So it snakes its way to the edge of the top shelf.
Oh,
little mystery counter there.
Yeah.
OK, so two down, one more to go, Dave.
Three again, please, Ben.
Fire up. Just where you put that last one. Over, over. OK.
Wrong side.
But... there's a nice clump there. Yeah. We need to shift that. A fair bit of weight to get over.
Oh! OK.
There, you got it down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa, good drop, good drop.
Dave, that's nine across the tipping point, so £450. £2,450.
Excellent.
And you've got a mystery prize.
Another one, great.
Now then, Dave, are you ready for this?
Go on, then.
You've won yourself a Kalkoff electric bicycle, courtesy of 50cycle.com.
Oh, I can go to work on that.
You can. You can indeed. So, £2,450. We've got the jackpot counter on the edge of that shelf there, drop zone three, so we're looking good. Let's go back to the categories.
I'll go three for religion, please.
Right, religion for three counters this time. A simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson as told by Jesus in the Gospels is known as what, Dave? Proverb, parable or psalm?
Right. I think it's a parable, Ben.
Should we light up parable?
Yes, please.
OK, we're going to go with parable, please. Is the answer parable? Yes, it is. Well done.
Thank you, Ben.
So, three counters here, Dave.
Drop zone three again, please.
Fire up. In we go. Yeah! Oh, God.
Just a bit too far.
Stop right there.
Come on, get over. Get over.
Yep. Might nice just, and flat.
Yeah, I might just take it over. Lined up, though.
OK, two to go.
OK, thanks, Ben. Drop zone three again, please.
Fire up, please. Some movement on it at all. One in front of two. Yeah. No use to us that one. One more to go there, Dave.
Drop zone three again, please.
Let it up.
They're just dropping wrong side.
Bouncing all over the show, really, aren't
they? Yeah.
They're not bouncing behind the jackpot counter.
It's a rider.
That's no use to us. That's just going to ride up and over. Oh, disappointing there, Dave.
OK.
Let's go back to the categories.
Thank you. Probably not my strongest subject, art, but I will go for three.
All right, then. We're going to have an art question for three counters, please. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is an example of what type of architecture? Brutalist, Art Deco or Gothic?
I've actually been to Notre Dame Cathedral. I think it's Gothic.
Should we light up Gothic?
Yes, please, Ben.
We're going to go with Gothic, please. Is Notre Dame an example of Gothic architecture? Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Three counters here, Dave.
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. Right, come on, then. We're owed one on the right. That's what we need, isn't it?
Yeah. On the right, on the right. There's that big clump at the front, though.
There is. Let's shift that now. Come on.
Yep. Come on. Take it over.
There we go.
Yes. Drop.
Nice bit of lateral movement there, Dave. Two to go.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. One in the middle, there we go. There you go.
Yes, hopefully that will take it over.
Just needs a little nudge, doesn't it?
Yep. Come on, take it over.
Yep. Lit now. Nice. Yep. Five to to add in. £250 right there, Dave. £2,700. And we've got one more counter to go.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Right, let's tidy up drop zone three, please. Down. OK.
Come
on, going
to
fill the hole.
Ooh, another one.
In front of four, but that's not going to help.
Too far back.
We need to do that. We need to get it set.
Yep, lined up.
So, look, £2,700 in the bank, the jackpot counter on the bottom shelf. Let's go back to the categories.
Food and drink for three, please, Ben.
Right, food and drink for three counters, please. Which of these acids is formed when milk goes sour? Acetic, oxalic, or lactic?
Not sure about this. I think vinegar is acetic acid. Oxalic I've never actually heard of. I seem to think in one of the languages, milk is something like lack something or other. So I'm actually going to go for lactic.
Should we light up lactic?
Yes, please, Ben.
OK, we're going with lactic. Acetic, you think might be vinegar. Oxalic, no idea what it is. Lactic.
Lactic.
Oh, there you go. More falling in front of drop zone four, but they've just fallen on top.
Yep.
So still nothing's going to go there. Let's find out. Is it lactic acid? Yes, it is.
Yep. Good guess.
Acetic is vinegar. Oxalic acid is found in rhubarb leaves.
All right.
Right then, look. We've got three counters. So we've got three chances to get that into the win zone.
Drop zone three, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. Now, that black counter, see it in the middle?
Yep.
Let's get it over.
It's a lateral.
Go on. Yeah. There we go. Come on. Oh, could have gone a bit more.
Might drop a few over, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Two to go.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Fire up. Settle. OK, let's get the black one over.
Drop that over.
Should do.
Hopefully.
Just like that.
Yeah. Come on, move that forward now.
Go on, go with it. Go with it, go with it, go with it.
Yep.
Dave, that's six across the tipping point. So let's put it in £300. We're up to £3,000 in the bank.
Okay.
Got a bit of movement then as well, which is nice. One more's put in.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light it up. In it goes.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a bit better, I think.
Again, we keep looking for that black counter, aren't we? That one there, that one, that one. Go on, go on.
Yes, go on. Come on, come on.
Go on now, Dave.
Come on.
Oh, David. Look at that. You're right there on the edge of the tipping point.
Ready for the taking.
Two more dropped in, the £100, so up to £3,100. It's going very nicely, Dave. Let's have a look at the categories.
Again, film is such a wide range in subject, but I'll go for three. Please, Ben.
Film question for three counters, please. Which British comedy actor stars as Scotty in the 2009 Star Trek film? Simon Pegg, Martin Freeman, or Robert Webb?
This is one I don't know, Ben, actually. This is going to be a total shot in the dark.
Do you know those actors?
I know two of them. I've never heard of Robert Webb, and unfortunately, I've not seen the film either.
OK.
So it's a total shot in the dark, and I'm going to say Simon Pegg.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to go with Simon Pegg. Let's find out. Is the answer Simon Pegg? Yes!
Oh, good guess.
Well done. Yeah, Robert Webb from Mitchell and Webb. Comedy double acts.
Yep.
Great actor. Three counters.
Drop zone three again, please.
Light it up, please. That's not bad, Dave.
Come on, this might go. It'll set it up for next time if it doesn't, though.
Oh, look, 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 look.
Split them.
It did exactly that, but look, we've set it up nicely.
Yep.
OK, drop zone three again.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please.
Come on, come on.
Falling with some nice regularity now. We're going to split these two, we're going to get them. It's gone the other way!
Lateral movement.
It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, coming! We could get a nudge from the other side. A little bit of lateral from... A little bit here, a little bit there. Just something right behind it, Dave. One more to go.
Drop zone three again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. There again, Dave.
Come on.
Is this your £10,000 drop? Oh!
No,
come on
side.
Now, is that the lateral? Are you going to get it? Yes! Yes! Come here.
Cheers, man.
Well done, mate. It's almost like you force it over.
Yes, I was using the force.
With the power of your mind, Dave.
Thank
you. You won yourself £10,000. How's that feel?
Dominican Republic, here we come next year.
So Dave made a fantastic start with an 11 counter drop in round one. He maintained that lead in round two before sealing the deal and claiming his place in the final. He made a clean sweep of the questions in the end game, and on his 15th counter into the machine, he grabbed our £10,000 jackpot counter. Very well done, Dave.
Thank you, Ben.
Not only are you taking home our jackpot, of course, you've won your cooking class.
Excellent.
Two and an electric bicycle.
Really looking forward to trying it, Ben. Thank you.
Very well done. We've loved having you on. You enjoyed yourself?
I've enjoyed the day brilliantly. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you very much.
There you go. Dave leads with £10,000. He almost made a clean sweep of the prizes too. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.